Hi guys, and welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Mirelle Parker, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I am so deep in editing this autobiography, Love Queen, right now. It was supposed to be a memoir, but now I'm thinking it's going to be an autobiography because I'm working with an editor and, yeah, she is helping me. Explaining that memoir has a particular format, which you'd think that I would know, but I thought that I could change the format anyway. Autobiography it is then. It's hard for me to think of anything else at the moment because I've been working on it six hours a day with lots of breaks in between, or some breaks. I like to work in the morning when I wake up at like 6:30 as soon as I get out of bed, and then I write till 11 a.m. and then I have a break for lunch and then later come back to it in the afternoon, especially that I've started doing just after lunch. But normally I would do more like the evening, like 3 till 6 or something like that, 3 to 5. But yeah, anyway, fitting it all in. So today I'm going to bring you a story from it, another story from it, like last week's episodes, which was about, what was it called? The Truth About Her, and it was about jumping off a cliff. So today the story comes from a trip around Europe with my friends when I was 22. Well, actually, the trip was when I was traveling with them when I was 22, but this story is when I was separated from them. Anyway, hope you enjoy it. It's called Hungry for Connection and Tomato Tart. Shanna, Leah and Carla had gone to Austria and the Czech Republic, and I really missed them. The one beacon of light was Anthony's sister. She had studied in Canada and would speak to me in English, but she was working in their dad's real estate business and would leave early in the morning without breakfast. When she came home for a lunch, I observed how she ate a plate of spaghetti and then had nothing else before dinner at 8 or 9 p.m. She was stunning, with long brown hair, brown skin from the sun, and very thin. I didn't know why Guillaume didn't like her instead of me. Maybe he did. At least she could follow the conversation. And she had spunk. She'd tell them off if she found a comment racist or whatever. Meanwhile, I was in a completely unnatural state of silence. When you feel fat too, you feel ashamed for being hungry. I wanted to know what we were doing and what the plans were, but Guillaume never knew. Once I ate a whole bowl of peanuts on the balcony while I waited to go out, hoping no one would notice. The shame of it. I remember sitting in an internet cafe reading the emails I'd received from Shanna, Carla and Leah, with tears streaming down my face. They were in a funny nightclub in Prague when they wrote back to me. Guillaume took me to Marseille to stay in his aunt and uncle's big house. We went for dinner by the sea, but the combination of wine, driving and communicating in another language on the way home made me sleepy, and as I nodded off, I was aware that this too was embarrassing. Alcohol always made me sleepy. If I wasn't in a fun conversation or laughing, then I was finding a quiet corner, side of the stage or nice rock to curl up on. Guillaume too, who had felt so free in Perth, was diminished in France. With his white skin and bright blue eyes, he stood out. When we walked down the street, the main street in Marseille, Guillaume was accosted by a young thug wanting a cigarette. Not taking no for an answer, the little guy said he could see them in his pocket and followed us down the street, trying to trip Guillaume. While we were in the train ticket line at the station, I asked Guillaume why he was mean to me, and he said it was because my clothes were in his bag and I couldn't run away. Maybe it was more like how I was mean to people in my care 24/7, like when I was a kid and someone would sleep over. Otherwise, we ate this amazing tomato tart that his aunt had made. Of course, I wanted more. I wanted to stuff myself, hungry for connection and tomato tart. I didn't feel this way around my friends. With them, I could be myself, snack, and be hungry. This is from my upcoming autobiography, Love Queen, as I said. It was when I was 22 years old, travelling Europe with my friends and had a French boyfriend. Right now, I'm still working on splitting the autobiography in half. Or something, I don't know. Maybe I'll just put it out so I can finally be finished with it. I'm wondering if you've ever experienced such a situation, feeling silenced and alone, or shameful about being hungry. If you have, you can always write to me, hello@merylparker.com, or tag me. Send me a message on Instagram, merylparker_xx. I'll leave the link in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this podcast and you would be happy to share it, I would love you to do that. You could send it to a friend, take a screenshot of this, send it to a friend, or post it on social media and tag me in it. That would be great. Even if you don't tag me in, that would still be great. And if you would love to help me even more and feel called to, you can also leave me a review. It just takes a minute to do on Apple or wherever you find this podcast. So I hope you enjoyed that. And I'm wishing you so much love and connection till next week. Bye for now.